and they took it back and they were like, oh, yeah, there you go.
Five out of six times. No, you're right. It's Achilles. Listen, five out of six times. Tom Coughlin.
Are we doing this all together?
Yeah. We figured out our thing.
I just can't say it because I hate Manning.
I hate Eli.
Sorry. It goes so much faster.
Talk to me about the Giants.
No. It goes so much faster than we thought.
We like to just kind of like get along together.
Oh, how cute.
Doesn't he?
That's part of the game plan.
Yeah, you started out so nice.
Oh, yeah. Now, don't they all?
Kind of a little boring, though.
That's okay. No, it's okay.
I'm going to be an honest.
What do you mean? I'm an honest guy. Thank you for being honest.
But you are fantastic.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Really
thank you.
I, you know, you're the necktie killer, but I would hope you would stay around somehow. The villain somehow redeemed or something because you're acting just...
How did you...
What I was saying to Rob or in an interview a second ago is like it's the same as it doesn't go away. Like you have chemistry, you have love with someone, and that's still there just as much as the fear and as whatever. I mean, and when I found out and when Rob found out, we said, okay, like how are we gonna, how do we want to prepare ourselves for this, and how do we like dive into this? And I think it just happened really naturally. Like it surprised both of us, but we kind of just like rode the wave. Like it really just took us once it started. So
those scenes, like when you're sitting pregnant and he's got you
handcuffed to the bed
and everything, just that feeling of
just you wait.
Are you gonna get nasty?
It gets a lot worse. Like we keep reiterating it, and like, it's sounding like a broken record, but it gets a lot worse before it gets. At the end of the day, it is a love story, and Ben was doing this from a place of love. You don't understand. This is a person who doesn't understand that what he's doing
sounds
is wrong.
Like Ben right now.
What he's doing is wrong. Well, because I'm protective. I know him. You know.
He
doesn't know that he's doing these wrong things. The first time he recognized what he was doing was with Will.
Yeah.
When he killed Will.
Abby can't just make up her mind.
She made up her mind.
I think that it's really,
how were those scenes where you had to like lock her up and you had to fight? Did you like all the stunts?
I have no feeling in my hand.
Really?
That was all pretty real.
Yeah. And that's just because it's the way that we chose to work in those scenes. And there were several times when Rob and I both left, and the presence of the scene like just really stayed with us because it was so heavy. The writers wrote a great story. We were so grateful to have the opportunity. Rob did a fantastic job at preparing and finding where that lives for him and for the character and connecting to it. I felt the same way. We both really cherish it. Like I really truly, it was terrifying.
That's the thing.
And the best thing that ever happened.
Seriously. We talked about it before, and we'll always talk about it. Like, there's certain things that will always just stick with us. We'll always have those moments. You can't take those away. It's forever.
Yeah.
And I have such respect for them trusting us and writing this amazing arc for Ben and giving us giving me the opportunity.
Are you guys going to submit any of that for any stuff?
The writing's great right now too, you know?
Yeah, the writing's
night and day. It's night and day.
I've watched since 1968, so I've watched.
Well, that's why the ratings are up, you know? So.
Yeah, and I've seen all the actors from the vets to the new ones come on off and on, and it's always nice to see fresh talent.
Yes.
And I remember even The Price is Right too.
It's a little different now, huh?
It's a little different. And I have to say, it was critical of like another male model.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, another one. Some of them don't make it, some of them, you know, want to be
asked.
But you have one.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's been an amazing experience.
Those scenes with... I think like the cabin, some of that stuff is just really...
I left the set and threw from my bathroom.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking too, your character's pregnant.
Yeah.
And then thinking, gotta get you out of here. You know, like, this entity there.
The child. She's
stuck.
There was a scene that we had. He, like, brings me the Chinese food or something.
Yes.
And I don't know why. I haven't seen it yet, but, like, if I had to pick one, it would be that one. I remember it being so insulting to me how he just walked out. Because the love is there and it ties us. When it starts to slip, when the seduction doesn't work, and you both are losing each other, when the love is gone, there's nothing left to save either one of us. So that's what was so terrifying.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the Chinese
thing.
You guys made it.
Seriously, that was an amazing story. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
guys.
Thanks.
Good luck. Again, tell James Reed. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
That we love him. And
he's just.